The best RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following days of torrential rain, the Pacific Northwest is experiencing flooding of historic proportions. Bridges, roads, and even some homes have been swept away. A state of emergency is in effect in Washington state. The Trump administration vows to appeal a federal judge's release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an illegal immigrant who had been living in Maryland. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it's another case of judicial activism.
Abrego Garcia is present in our country illegally. He is a proven human trafficker. He is a proven gang member. The administration has evidence of that. And as you saw from the Department of Homeland Security, they issued a statement saying they'll continue to fight this legal battle in court.
Australia's first of its kind social media ban for kids under 16 faces a court challenge.
This is the second high court challenge that the government's faced. Just last month, two teenagers also launched a legal challenge against this bill. And it's just, what, 2 days after the law came into force. But of course, I think, you know, the government was bracing itself for these legal challenges. The government has said repeatedly that it's not going to be threatened by these legal challenges. It will fight in the courts, that it's on the side of the parents, not the platforms. But it's, of course, a law that's caused a lot of discussion about how best to protect young people, but also how to go about it and who's responsible for protecting the children. Is it the platforms? Is it the government? Is it the parents?
The BBC's Katie Watson. A Republican-friendly congressional redistricting plan has gone down to defeat in the GOP-majority Indiana State Senate. 21 Republicans joining every Democrat voting against it. President Trump says the GOP could have picked up two House seats had the plan been approved. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 101 points. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice weighs in on a Virginia school dispute.
Two boys were suspended from Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County after complaining about a girl being allowed to use the boys' locker room. Their families are suing, and now the DOJ has filed a motion to intervene on their behalf. The department has issued a statement saying, quote, Loudoun County's decision to advance and promote gender ideology tramples on the rights of religious students who cannot embrace ideas that deny biological reality. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious celebrations are powering a surge in seafood sales in this country. In recent years, the Italian-American custom of the Feast of the Seven Fishes has grown in popularity. The meal is intended as a vigil, the last moment of Advent before Jesus is born. Americans of Eastern European descent often want carp on Christmas Eve, while others want salt cod for their Christmas dinner. This is SRN News. Something extra for thousands of employees of the nation's passenger railroad.
Department of Transportation says more than 18,000 Amtrak personnel will receive a $900 bonus before the end of the year. The bonuses will come from Amtrak's executive leadership team bonus packages. The federal authorities urged executives to forego 50% of their bonuses. In the meantime, Amtrak set records for ridership and revenue in the 2025 fiscal year. Jason Walker reporting.
Disney is investing $1 billion in OpenAI to bring characters like Mickey Mouse and Luke Skywalker to the AI company's Sora video tool. It is a 3-year licensing deal. It makes Disney the first major content partner for Sora. More details at srnnews.com.